Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, what's going on? It's your girl, LaTeisha Renee, and this is my podcast, Rose Gold and Magnolia, and I am here with you tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What up, though? How y'all doing today? You know, everybody, I was at work, school, had to get the kids, you know, daily responsibilities. But you know what? We all made it throughout the day. It was probably tiring, but we here. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in, that's been tuning in, that's been listening and supportive. Appreciate y'all 100%. You are truly part of the Rose Gold and Magnolia tribe. I love y'all. I do y'all. I love y'all. I adore y'all. I embrace y'all. We got a lot of topics tonight, and I do have a new track from an artist. You know, the Afrobeat vibe right now is crazy. I'm getting to know so many people. It's crazy, but it is what it is. But I do have a new song from a new artist. I'll probably play it like towards the end of the show. And you guys, of course, you let me know exactly how you like the vibe. Let me know how you like the artist. Is it a bang or is it a bust? You gotta let me know. I've been getting a lot of artists hitting me up, and I appreciate y'all. This artist actually is from Nigeria as well. You know, I'm telling you, like, the motherland right now is off the hook. And, I don't want to say his name wrong, but I'll discuss all that towards the end. Let's just jump into the topic first and foremost. Ask and you shall receive. What does that mean to you? Ask and you shall receive. I feel like this goes in terms of praying, wishing, dreaming. If you ask for something, especially, you know, I'm big on manifestation, you shall receive. If you put great energy, great vibrations, great frequency, you pay homage, you do your diligence, you're following your passing, you're going into your progression, and you shall receive. All good things will come to you tenfold. So don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid of desiring the desires you want. We have to understand that we are from royalty. We come from royalty. I mean, we may not all see in, like, in a mental sense, but we should. We should definitely dig into who we are as a people. And you tap into that. And you find out exactly what's your inheritance, whether it's rich in spirit, you know, rich in the mind, to the soul. We all have some type of royalty embedded in us. So if you have a connection with God, the Most High, Allah, Buddha, whoever you want to call him, wherever you believe in, get spiritual with it, tap into it, and, you know, connect with the universe, connect with the high frequency. Once you know exactly who you are and where you stand with that, all things will come to you. Manifestation is real. It's a part of who we are. And if you know how to manifest, things will come to you abundantly. They'll come to you fast. So yeah, ask, you shall receive. But what is it that you want? You have to be very clear. You have to have clarity on the things that you really, really feel you're deserving of. Why do you want those things? Why do you think you deserve those things? All these things go into coincide with each other. You ask and receive. What is it that you want? Before you can ask or receive anything, you have to know what it is that you want. What is it that your heart desires? And I say this, don't get greedy, though. A lot of times when we manifest, we get greedy with it. Manifestation is not about material things. You know, you can manifest happiness. You can manifest peace. It's not always about the materialistic things or the materialistic aspect of life. It could be spiritual. It could be something just as simple as just living life, being alive, breathing the air. We get so caught up in the money, which, again, yeah, the money does make the world go round. And without money, we can't survive. But without happiness, you can't even push yourself to get to the money. Because if you're in some type of depression or sadness, you won't even want to go get money. I've seen people in a dump and don't even want to move. But you have to have courage. You have to have confidence. You understand? You do have to have some type of peace and happiness. You got to know for certain that you are able to go out and achieve those abundance, get those monies, secure that bag. You know, so set a list, make a list, and attack those goals. And know exactly what you want so those things can come when you do ask, and then you will receive. So I talk about the healing and detoxing journey a lot. And one of the main factors of that is the mirror on the wall. What is the mirror on the wall? That's something that you project onto other people, onto situations, into reality. And sometimes we don't like what we see in the mirror. Sometimes we see things in people that we have to deal with within ourselves. It could be good and bad. I was thinking about this topic earlier because it's a key importance into the journey. If you are trying to manifest love, you can't manifest love if you don't love yourself, if you don't take the time to get to know yourself, if you don't heal the things that you need to heal that were traumatic, that are cause you to attract not so great things, not so great people. So I can't express this enough. When you're going into this manifestation mentality and you're tired of attracting the wrong type of people or the wrong type of jobs or just going through that trials and tribulations journey, it gets tired, it gets overwhelming. It's just like, when do I get a break? So when you are still attracting these type of cycles, you gotta take a step back and really meditate on why this is occurring. Sometimes, and to even get deeper into it, you have people that wish bad on you because they do see the light in you. And those are the type of situations that people you want to stay away from. But back to mirror on the wall. You have to take a moment and a step back to reevaluate and recognize if you're in a good position in life or not. And if you are, then those things will come. A lot of times you have to be patient too, though. So a mirror on the wall is just a reflection and things you may project to your reality. So make sure you're 100%, make sure you're A1. I know this is trending a lot, and I don't like the fact that it is trending, but it is a big topic right now, and that's the soulmate and twin flame journey. I say that I love the fact that people are embracing it and tapping into it, but when things like this become a trend, it's hard to believe what's true and what's not. But if you are on a soulmate and twin flame journey, there are a lot of ways you can differentiate. There's a lot of ways you can tell whether you're on this journey or not. Now, I advise you, if you do feel like you are on this journey, to consult with an expert. And you can do your own research, but just have discernment in what's real and what's not. Because people get upset when they read a lot of these informations and they set themselves up in those stories. And sometimes it may not even resonate with them. They just feel like it does because they want it so bad. And that kind of causes confusion and frustration with people. And you get mad at the people that are posting these things, but you can't do that. Because social media is an illusion at the end of the day. And not all information is good information or true information. So if you want to know for a fact that you're 100% on a soulmate and twin flame journey, I advise you to get consultation with that. Do you feel like you're stagnant or you're progressing in your journey? Stagnant, meaning it's not really going anywhere. Like you procrastinate a lot. You say you're going to do it, but you don't do it. or are you progressing? Is it going through a pace? As long as it's, I feel like if you're on your journey and it's progressing and it's taking its time, let it take its time. Things will fall into place. Don't beat yourself up, because even in, like, taking on a business or starting a new relationship or starting a new school, or whatever your progression is right now, things are going to take its time or act in divine timing. So things may be stagnant at first because maybe you have to look at the blueprint or revamp or go back and change some things or look at what didn't help this progress and what can help it now. So even when things are stagnant, it still gives you the opportunity to look at where things are. And if it isn't moving, you can see why. You can ask yourself, ask these questions. Ask the what, where, when, and how, why, how, all that great stuff. Ask those questions so you can have an idea of where to start at and where you're going to finish. And take your time with it, because Rome wasn't built overnight. A good friend of mine is always telling me that. But it's the truth. Things take time. And you don't want to rush into business or a great idea and not fully put your all into it, because you want to appreciate the process as well. So even in stagnation, there comes progression. So shout out to those who have dreams and ideas and people that are pursuing these things. I appreciate y'all, because you guys have hidden talents, creativity. You have content that needs to be put out. You have things, stories, testimonies that people can relate to, and we need you to shine more light on that. We need you to go out and put those efforts into the community, into the people, because these things give people a better tomorrow. Pay homage to the Most High. That, are you tapping into your spirituality? We get afraid when we talk about these topics, because a lot of times, well, for many, 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 many years and decades, we shun down on our ancestors and the people that came before us to pave the way. Now, paying homage to you, to your ancestors, or paying homage to the Most High, you're just giving great thanks and just respect for them, again, paving the way, for giving us the opportunity to be who we are, or even having the voice to speak on the things we want to speak on, or just going through things and just getting through it and having that strength from our ancestors. It's a beautiful thing to know who you are and know who you came from and who started this wave, and to give thanks to those who allow you to have this flow, this gift, this talent, or just the opportunity that put you in a position where you can actually master that thing that you're great at. Because they may have started it, and now is our time to finish it. So there's a lot of ways you can pay homage to that. You can research those things if you're into that. If you know you're African, I mean, if you know your descendants, or if you know who your ancestors are, tap into it. Get to know who you are and where you come from. Spirituality is a big thing right now, because people are really opening it up and really opening up to it, and you know, researching. It goes back into the tapping into, paying homage to your ancestors. You're tapping into who and where you guys came from. Spirituality is a beautiful thing. A lot of people are afraid to discuss these things because, first of all, they don't even know what it is to be spiritual or where are they in alignment of spirituality? It's a lot of things, a lot of knowledge behind it. So many ways you can define spirituality. And the way I would describe it is recognizing a sense of belief or tapping into something greater than yourself. It's something bigger than humane or humankind. It's an experience. It's a divine counterpart with the universe or spirit or God. It's so many elements. It's a lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge, a lot of composition of just values, your life purpose, relationships. It goes so deep. You could define it so many ways, but spirituality is exactly what it is. It's connecting to something bigger than you, to God, to spirit, to source, something outside of who you are, and you feel it. It's a great emotion. It's like a wave. That energy is so powerful. Sometimes it's so overwhelming. But the ways that you can tap and be consistent in spirituality is meditating, prayer, asking for help, sending gratitude, develop gratitude practices, journaling, manifestation, taking care of your mind, body, and soul, breathing. Breathing is a very important part of spirituality. We go throughout the day ripping and running. You know, we don't ever take the time to actually breathe. And I mean taking the actual, as you can hear me saying it, breathe in, breathe out. That's an actual breath. It's like you tuning the string back and forth. That is an actual 1 second breath. Surrendering. Surrendering is a big one for us. Surrendering in spirituality is allowing the universe to flow through you and allowing things to take its course. We want control so bad in everything and anything that we lose sight of having faith in what God can do. Ooh, you gotta chill to have church in here, but we do. We don't take the initiative. We don't take the time, the patience. We don't take the time to close our eyes and just be like, wow, I've gotten this far, but how? And just, that's where gratitude comes into place. But we really don't take the time to just be still, be silent. I've learned so much with meditation and just being zen. It's so powerful. It's so powerful, y'all. No lie. You know what I mean? There's so many spiritual beliefs, too, and many people do different things and have many different beliefs and practices. And at the end of the day, it's such a natural way of just engaging in spirit. It's just being expressive and just living a spiritual life with God. It's blessings, it's an abundance, it's a nurturing journey, it's restoration, it's life. It's important to your life because many times we get saved out of situations and we forget to thank God. We forget to thank the Most High. We have to develop along the journey of healing and detox, we have to develop many constitutions for spirituality. It's so broad. It's so broad. It's so much knowledge. And I advise you, I may not know everything about spirituality, but it's something, whatever I do know, is through my feeling, through my experience. Not even just my experience. It's just something, I'm just connected to God. I don't care what I've been through. What I've experienced, God has always and never left my side. And that's the quality of knowing and having that relationship with Him. That quality is bigger than anything in this world. So prioritize your spirituality. Allow it to be something you exude in and embrace it. People are running businesses like that, and they're so grateful because they know without God, none of that will be possible. And this is not a religious podcast, but I don't care what you do. I don't care what you believe in. We all believe in one true God. Okay? You could call it whatever you want to call him. But without that spirituality embedded in us, we would not have gone this far. So it is what it is, you know? Pay homage. So just tapping into spirituality can consist of a lot of things. If you are interested in it or you are in the journey of it, reach out to somebody that can coach you, somebody that's a coach to you, somebody that you know that is spiritual and that is tapped into God and spirit and universe and guides and your angels and your ancestors. And have those one-on-ones with that person. Discuss these things and see what fits your where you're comfortable at and tapping into it and indulge in it. You know, it's nothing to be ashamed of God. You know, you can't be ashamed of God. You can't deny him either. So, do what it do. If you want to become a part of the, that was it with spirituality. I'm sorry. I like talking about that because this is so, it's big. It's bigger than me. If you want to become a part of the Rose Gold Magnolias tribe, I have a subscription, y'all. I can't say that word. If you're listening and you're laughing, good. But if you want to become a part of the tribe, there's a subscription that you can click in my bio on my many platforms that I have all over the world. If you want to hear your music or you have some type of creative craft and content or you just need help with promo, please be professional. Hit me, DM. I've been getting a lot of DMs, a lot of inboxing. I appreciate y'all, but one at a time. All I ask is if you donate to the podcast, and then the platform is all yours. It's, you know, I don't want to say I don't charge to promote, but the donation does help. So, you know, support your girl, and I will support you. Reciprocate the energy. You have to. You know, that's energy. It's not about the money. I don't want people to think, I don't even cause a fee for it. Donation is just a gesture. But it's love, too. So it just shows me you guys appreciate what I do and the content that I bring to the world. Yes. Become a part of my Rose Gold and Magnolia tribe. And I know I had a lot of people ask me, where did I get the name from? And that will be another podcast. But that name was, I manifest this name, and spirit spoke to me. And it was like, you know what? Tap into this name and the meaning behind it when I explain it to people. You'll better understand it. I got about 7 minutes on the clock. The end of this podcast, I will play a song by a great artist from Nigeria, Irosha. If I'm saying your name wrong, please don't kill me. Oh, you guys have such beautiful names, and it just be like trying to get it together. I think his name is differently on Facebook. I'm up here now, so I'm going to tap into it. Iroko, I'm thinking. Next podcast, I will have my promo videos that I do, and you will actually see the artist next time. And I have another song that I will play by him, but tonight I'll just play his song. You can look him up on Facebook, Iroko. I'm not going to say the last name because I don't want to butcher it, but I will spell it. It's IKECHUKWU. Okay? And Iroko, IROKO. I know he's cracking it right now, but you know what? I tried. But the song, y'all, I love it. Actually, he sent me several songs, but I had to pick out of two because, again, I'm limited, guys. I have about a good 30, close to an hour sometimes show, but I like to do the 30-minute shows because it gives me enough time to talk about what I want to talk about. But more to come with this podcast. I hope you are enjoying it so far. Again, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You catch me every other day. And, I have all my topics that I like to discuss, but I like the guests to call in and engage. And if you have any topics that, you know, that's near dear to you or something that you want to express and talk about with me, you can reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Latasia Renee or Pretty Poetic _LJ, or you can look me up under the podcast name Rose Gold and Magnolia with not the at sign. And then you can, again, professionally hit me up and we'll discuss topics or whatever it is that you want to bring to the table. So do it big, become a part of the tribe. Subscribe. I have many other links on my social media page, and you can tap into it. I sell my T-shirts. I have my tees, all the great stuff, you know. So if you're interested in any of my brands, or if you're interested in becoming a guest, if you want to be interviewed on the show, hit me up. Let me know. Tell me exactly what it is that you want to partake in, and then we'll take it from there. I am going to end the show now, y'all. It's getting down to the wire. Again, I love y'all so much. It's been real. You know, I always try to come up here and do the best I can with time. But listen, we here. We ain't going nowhere. The topics, somebody asked me the other day, like, where do you get your topics from my brain? These are things that are, like, you know, before I come on the show, I definitely pray and I meditate and I ask God, like, you know, what is it that I should talk about tonight, or, you know, what experience have I faced within this week that I can express? And I pray and I hope that I, you know, can tap in and spark someone, or hit a spark with someone that has gone through it, or, you know, stepped into one of those situations. And I try my best to give as much information or tips and advice. So this is not just, it's not for me, it's bigger than me. My cause is to really help the community, help those that don't have the answers, and hopefully become a part of, you know, your life. And, you know, the change behind your progress, everything to me. So again, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the listeners. I always pay attention to my stats and where my listeners are coming from. I have people from Korea, Nigeria, United States, of course. I have some other countries too, but shout out to y'all if I didn't get to the names. But I appreciate y'all so much. It's been a blessing. It's been a journey. And it's dope. It's dope to see and listen and look and see that people are tuning in. And I'm forever grateful. You know, I couldn't ask for anything more than that. But anyway, let me end it. I'm going to jump into the song. I hope y'all enjoyed tonight's show. You know, it's always a blast. It's always a blast. But again, you can reach out to me to let me know what it is that you may want to hear, you may want to discuss. Any topics you have in mind, just reach out to me and we can converse, and I could try my best to push in. I like to get the information before I log on, so definitely reach out to me. But y'all enjoy this song by Arosha, Nigeria Stand Up. I love y'all. Y'all have a good night. Peace.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure. Without the election, I'ma be a cow myself. Enjoy all my plenty, they call me Iroko. I dey talk, I dey play, I dey sing, but baby, you don't know. Because bye-bye, he don't put hand up. Come see my guy, we be the dub, I let not see your eyes. Anybody feel make up, anybody feel fuck up. But even if they shout and wave, we be the thunder. Day for villa, they try and try. You fix the bubble, they for speak, then you be wire. People were supposed to save us, they kill themselves. Now why everybody come back to them with their heads? You dey juke California, she can't spell up. Aye. Why you go buy clothes for your people? Your guy go for butter. Aye. See, if you save the money, try to dey invest the money. But if you invest the money, still try to dey. But if you die today, this money no go follow you. But my prayer be say, nobody can follow you. Nobody, nobody, well, nobody, nobody, well, 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 nobody